listening. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for Spirit with me, Elaine Ireland, on bbsradio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. And go get a pencil and a piece of paper, or pen, because in a few minutes I'm going to give you some phone numbers, toll-free numbers, where you can call in. One will be worldwide. One will a number the United States and Canada shares. This is an uninterrupted hour, so you're welcome to call in with your questions. I love to do readings. We're going to be finishing up the swords tonight. We're going to be talking about the swords. And I apologize to those folks that checked the schedule. I did put that on there, but I guess I hit the wrong button and it dropped, I noticed today. But nonetheless, we don't have a guest for next week or the next, but on the 30th, Cindy and Dennis Smith, who own Angels at Play, a wonderful traveling bookstore of books and crystals and jewelry, we're going to be talking about Osh. It's a wonderful ancient skull that is in their presence, as well as the importance of skull energy to all of us, and maybe even get an answer to why, why people are so skull crazy right now. That phone numbers, the worldwide number is 877-489-6350. And that means worldwide in the sense that if you do not live in the United States or Canada, you'll call that number. United States and Canada, you share a number, 1-888-228-4494. And before I forget it, I'm changing stations. And time and day. I'm really excited about this. I'm moving from Station 2 to Station 1 on bbsradio.com on Thursday night at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, May the 1st Thursday. So I'm changing everything. The station, the day, the time, everything. May the 1st, we will have Kramer Wetzel on with us to kick off. He seems to be the fellow that I kick off new things with when it comes to radio. He's an astrologer and he's been on before. He's such fun. May the 8th, I have Thomas Nolan, who's going to do a little bit of I Ching, but he's going to talk about connecting together, what is the key to connecting, to obtaining and maintaining a balanced life. He's brilliant. He's funny. You will enjoy Thomas. Dr. Thomas, in fact. The next week, the 15th, I have Belinda Mendoza. We're going to be doing feng shui that weekend or that night. And May the 22nd, we'll have Jackie Lapin. She's written the book, The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Can Transform the World. I know, that's ambitious, but I'm ready to hear how she wants to do it. And then an interview on the 29th with Mario Beauregard. This is fascinating. He's written, trying to find the full name of the book for you. Hold on just a second. He's fascinating. The Spiritual Brain, a neuroscientist case for the existence of the soul. I'm really excited about visiting with him. And it goes on and on and on. In June, we're going to have Michelle Avante, who's written some children's books that are, just, among other things, she's just a fabulous woman. Remember that all of these shows are archived. So if you go on the schedule and you find somebody that you're just really excited about hearing the show with and you miss it for some reason, you can go into the archive section and pick it up. There is a monthly, I think it's if you just want to do it for 1 month, one time or something, there's a small fee. But you can do it all the way up to a year. I think they've got 1 month and 6 months and 12 months or something like that. So, but it's cheap. It's cheap, cheap, cheap because you have access to all of the shows on all of the stations. We have a Sci Fair this weekend here in the Austin area. Come join us. It's going to be fun. It's at the Radisson Hotel, Austin North is what they're calling it. It is in the north part of Austin, right near I-35 North. 6000 Middle Fifthville Road. That phone number, if you need directions, is area code 512-451-5757. Metaphysical Fair, we're open April the 12th, which is Saturday, from 10 to 6, and April the 13th, Sunday, from 11 to 6. Don't wait until the last minute to come see some of your favorites on Sunday, because some of them fly out, have to drive out. They'll start closing down 4:30 or 5. So, and you can pre-schedule appointments. I'll be there. So if you want a reading for 15 minutes for $40, well, just give me a call and we'll get you scheduled. And most of the, your $7 at the door gets you in, and you can go to all the lectures free. The vendors, of course, are there in the center part of the room. And, yes, there's aura photography and all kinds of fun things to do. And then the readers charge different amounts of money for different times. Some only do 10-minute readings. Some people, like Kramer, might do 30-minute readings at different costs. They're not all $40 for 15 minutes. It can change. That's the Metaphysical Fair by LSM Productions, $7 at the door, April the 12th and the 13th. At the Radisson Hotel, Austin North. Lots of parking. Don't have to worry about that. Lots and lots of parking. This one's going to be pretty busy. It's the pre-summer. Kids are getting ready to get out of school. Summer's going to be busy. We won't have another one until September. So it's going to be kind of crazy. Chris Kopasz, who has been on the show before, is doing her very first major workshop with some pretty hefty subjects that are meant for beginners, but by all means can be enjoyed by just about anybody. Chris Kopasz, she's going to be doing psychic and energy development. Myra Atkins, she's doing an introduction to orbs, which I'm really looking forward to. Linda Drake, messages of empowerment. Me, I'm going to be doing Tarot, a psychic tool. Lisa West, who is a licensed nurse, vocational nurse, is going to be talking about Eastern versus Western medicines. Dee Dee Pendulum, Patterson, is going to talk about uses of the pendulum. Adrienne Goff is going to be talking about crystal healing. I haven't been to a lecture in a long time about crystal healing, so this is going to be fun. Neil and Elizabeth Carman, they wrote a fabulous book called Cosmic Cradle. Uses of essential oils. Julia Chambers, who is just the cutest little thing, she's going to be doing numerology. It's a two-day workshop, folks, and it's being held at Chris's and Myra's lovely home up on the lake. Absolutely beautiful place. If you're going to work all day, might as well be where you have wall-to-wall windows and looking over the lake. Cost of the workshop, including meals, is $250. We will have on Sunday, we're going to have gallery readings. Chris, myself, and Linda Drake will be doing gallery readings towards the end of the day on Sunday, which means you guys can ask questions. You can go online to find out more information and register for the workshop at www.ledbyspirit.com. www.ledbyspirit.com. And that will answer any other further questions you might have. While we're on workshops, Linda Drake, who's been a guest also here at the workshop, she channels Abraham. You are your issues. Let's heal them. It's a two-day interactive workshop being taught by Linda Drake and Abraham. That's May the 17th and 18th. Saturday early morning, 9 o'clock check-in. Workshop, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday 10 to 6. Cost is $225 advanced registration or $250 at the door. Now, she's accepting cash, checks, Visa, so on and so forth. You'd have to check with Chris. I don't know what method of compensation she's doing. This workshop includes a step-by-step manual walking you through the healing process. It's at Norris Conference Center, which is in North Austin on Anderson Lane. You can go online. www.lindadrakebooks.com, or you can sign up today by going to www.smarttix.com, smarttix.com. Both of these workshops are going to be challenging, fun. Chris's workshop has a variety of folks that are going to speak about an hour and a half. It's a two-day workshop. It's meant to make people think and ask questions and do their part of the learning process. Linda's is the same way. She may be breaking people up into little groups to help help you see energies and learn more about yourself as well. So I'm going to go run get a book. I would love for somebody to call in right now and talk to me while I walk down the hall to get this book. That would be fun. Nonetheless, here we go. We're going to get this book. We're going to look at the rest of the swords this evening. I finished those up as a lesson this evening. Would love to have you guys call in. I think we finished. I'm not sure that we got to the Ten of Swords. So we're going to start with the Ten of Swords tonight. Have you all read, you've probably seen it advertised, the Change Your Mind, Change Your Mind, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life by Wayne Dyer. Amazing book. What's been interesting for me is that I also have been reading the Tolle book, the one that Oprah is encouraging people to read. Oh, I just lost his name. Oh, goodness, I'm sorry. I'll get that for you. But I don't know how you could miss it. It's the brand new Tolle book. There's been so much discussion about it lately. Awakening, that sort of thing. They go hand in hand. The Wayne Dyer book is based on the 70-some-odd verses of the Tao. The Tao is the verses written on the left-hand side of the page, and then he starts with a one- or two-page, two-and-a-half-page, no more than that, essay, an explanation of different lines of the Tao. And then Eric Tolle has written this other book and about awakening. And I'll read one book, one word will come up in the Tao, and then within pages of where I'm at, it's almost as though they sat across the room and talked about this. But I don't know if anybody else is, I'm sure some other people have figured that out, but nobody's mentioned it to me, which, and I know others are reading the same two books at the same time. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. It could be, I guess. A New Earth. He also wrote The Power of Now years ago, which Tolle did, which I also found on my bookshelf. I bought it at some point and never read it, which, you know, they say you read things or you study things when you're ready or when your guides think you're ready. So, okay, so we're going to look at the rest of the swords this evening. If you have any comments or questions as we go along, please, by all means, call me. Worldwide number is 877-489-6350. Canada and the United States, 1-888-228-4494. Would love to have a lively conversation about any of this. Ten of Swords, remembering that the swords is a mental process and that it is also, they are also double-edged. Dull on one side, sharp on the other. It's said by some that the sword cards are the swords are supposed to be devoid of energy, of emotional energy, and yet almost at every turn on every card, there's some sort of balance between emotion and mental energy. The Ten of Swords shows a figure laying down with swords all up and down its spine. There are ten swords, and he's got what looks like an OK symbol on his hand, and then you have a variety of colors closest to his body, starting with a blue and then a little tinge of lavender and then a blue and then a yellow, a little bit of gray and then black. And this card scares people because it looks like he's dead. And perhaps he is, or something in that person's life is no longer. The number 10 actually has the number 9 in it as well, obviously. But the number 10 adds up to 1, which is a singular number. I've jokingly said in the past, we come in by ourselves, we go out by ourselves. But the number 10, this is a 10-year 2008 is a 10-year, singly by itself. So it's the one number, and this is one figure on this card, and whatever's happening to him, he's got to get up and take care of it. Each one of the swords fall into a chakra point along the spine. The bottom color blue is the color of spirituality and mental awareness. So he's learned from his processes. The lavender, of course, is a very high spiritual number. And the yellow is active energy. Then you've got some gray in there, which is wisdom. And then you've got the black. I've always thought that black got a bad rap. I think black is a good number in that it has, if you dump all the primary colors together, you get black. So it's almost to say that I'm going to try anything at least once, hope it doesn't kill me, and then go forward. He's got the okay sign on his finger, which would be his right hand, which is also important because the right is your creative side. So he's looking at the learning process. Now, this is also a card that has a lot to do with the chakras. So when this card comes up, I often suggest to people that they maybe do a, even if it's just a little short investigation of the different chakras, and look at what they mean. This one has 10 chakras, the 10 primary chakras, but there are more chakras than that. But these are the 10 biggies. So when this card comes up, I suggest for people do that. In reverse, this card can mean that they've been careless. They're entertaining negative thoughts. It also says to me that there's intentional harm being done to the quarant or to themselves. Do they drink too much? Involved in drugs? Are they working to the point of exhaustion? Those are harmful things. And are they allowing someone else to let them do that, you know, or allowing the boss to make them stay until midnight every night and be in at 6 in the morning, that sort of thing. This card can suggest suicide, especially if you have the death card or the tower card. They're in an upright position. And this can also mean that attempt was made in the past if this card shows up in reverse. Now, in reverse, if there are a lot of cups around the card or pentacles, it can also mean that the bad times are almost over. Emotionally, you've got all the support in the world you need, and you're moving forward. The Page of Swords is one of course, four. And this one holds has both hands curled around the handle of the sword, standing on a little mound, and you've got wispy little birds up in the right over his head, which can imply ideas. Got a little bit of cloud going on here, and you've got a very clear, pretty blue sky. But this little page often stirs up trouble because of his or her inconsiderate behavior. This one can be described as a gossip monger. Sometimes they only have half the information, but they'll still repeat it just because they've got the information. Sometimes they do it on purpose to be malicious. This is also a baby card. If this shows up with the Ten of Pentacles, which is the family card, or the Ace of Cups, the Three of Cups, which is also a pregnancy card, the Strength card, any of those, you can ask if a baby's on the way. Now, I've had this card show up for a baby being on the way in the form of an adoption. It doesn't have to be just pregnancy, but a baby coming in. I've even had it show up for people who are getting married, and one of the partners or both of the partners have children, so a family is being created. But more often than not, it's a pregnancy. Upright, I've found this to be a girl, to describe a girl. In reverse, it can be a boy. But you, as a reader, you have to figure that out on your own, which it means. This card also provides mental challenges, and it shows ways of dealing with depression and lack of drive. You know, we don't know how to yield that sword. We've got it in our hands, but what do we do with it? If the Tower card's present, we know this person is going through mental challenges. You just know it. Sometimes the Devil card. This card is big on communication, whether it's true or not. This is a really sarcastic person, can be. full of innuendos. Our page is a big one for implementing new ideas, his or somebody else's. And yes, I meant that sarcastically, his or somebody else's. In reverse, we're looking at secrets, lots of secrets. This page will protect a secret that you have shared with them until they die, which I think is interesting since it's such a troublesome card in an upright position. But in reverse, they just don't spill the beans. They just don't. A little on the lazy side, but they can be prodded into action if it's something in it for him or her. Got to keep that in mind. If there's something in it for him or her. You can't believe everything that this page says, even when it's in reverse. Even though they'll keep a secret, you still... telling them to keep a secret is one thing. Just giving them information and them knowing they can blurt it is something else. Okay. The Knight of Swords. This is, again, one of four that are on a horse. This is the only knight of the four that looks angry. And where his horse, even though it's a gray steed, which is wisdom, is in movement. The hoofs are out like they're running really fast. And you've got a stormy sky behind them. You have two trees that look like they're bending in the wind. His clothing and the mane on the horse looks like they're being blown. He's in a scrowly face, and he's got his sword up in the air like he would strike it. He's the only one riding a moving steed. We call him the bad boy knight or the angry knight. Knights are typically in their mid-teens to early 20s. Whereas the pages are younger than sometimes pre-birth to mid-teens. But they can also be personality descriptions or circumstance descriptions. This can be a 50-year-old person behaving like a brat, behaving like an immature teen. There's purpose in his action that we may never understand. And that doesn't mean that they're mentally deficient or emotionally deficient. It's just the way they think. Just the way they react. We may never understand why they do or say what they do. This messenger often brings us news of truth and honor, which is interesting. He also brings us mental aggressiveness and sharp communication skills. So he's not all bad, but sometimes they're just really, really full of ego. This sounds contradictive, but sometimes one behaves in a stubborn or aggressive manner to get the point across. They might behave in a very egotistical way when they're really not, just to get your attention. This is a sword card, so we're looking about for messages about learning. If the World card or the Wheel of Fortune card is there, the Quarant has an opportunity for further learning, which is good. I've had this card show up for people who are just really, really, really working hard to get into law school, a med school, and they're just full of frustration, and they're aggressive. They're trying to get what they want. Maybe they're taking a bigger and better job position. Whatever it is, their brain power will be expanded when they get the job, and typically they do. Since there's storm clouds around him and he has an angry expression on his face, ask the Quarant if there's someone behaving around the Quarant in an immature manner, regardless of physical age or gender. These knights and pages do not necessarily have to be just males. They can be females. Another word for this card is frustration, sometimes to the point of not being able to be productive. That, of course, causes more frustration. Now, I don't know if any of you out there have ever been that way, but you're so frustrated, you're so angry, you're so hurt, you're so whatever, that you just feel like you can't get anything done. Sometimes you take a day off from work to settle down. Sometimes you drive around the block at lunchtime and then go back and try to figure out how you're going to be productive. Sometimes you just can't think straight. Well, that's what this is. In reverse, it can mean that there's calm before the storm. We need to look for emotional or legal cards to help explain the area that we're talking about, like the Justice card, the Ten of Pentacles, the Three of Swords, which is the Heartbreak card. So I've had this card come up right before the divorce. Right before the dissolving of a business, selling of a house. There has been a loss of courage and confidence for this person. So when this card comes up in reverse, that could be it. They could just be going through a really bad time in their life where they've lost courage. They've lost confidence. Maybe they didn't get that job they really, really wanted, or they didn't pass the test to get out of school or something. It may be time to extend a helping hand to this person so that they can relearn trust and patience. Know that it will not be easy to do. Now, having said that, this may be something that you tell to your querent when you're describing someone in their cards, like helping a child, helping a friend, helping that neighbor, something like that, somebody that needs their hand. Queen of Swords. Okay, the King and Queen of Swords are descriptors of our parenting figures. Can indeed be our mom and or our dad. Typically, it describes someone old enough to be that, but if we were raised by our Aunt Maud and our Uncle Clem, then it could be them. I've had it show up for 30-year-old people who raised their younger brothers and sisters. So it's the typical description of the mothering, fathering figure. Stepmother, stepfather, that sort of thing. Her personality is that of a person with a sharp wit and tongue. She's a fast thinker who reacts just as fast. She makes a great nurse and teacher. Her wisdom and caring personality is appreciated by all that know her. Sometimes they're aggravated by it, but they appreciate it. She holds her hand out in a gesture of openness. She's sitting on a throne, a little cherub on it, in what look like fish at the bottom, so there's an indication here of Pisces energy. She sits on a throne, and it's a smooth sky above her with a little bit of clouds, but pretty surroundings. It also means that she has something to tell you or something to share with you. So I encourage people all the time, please give this person a chance. I've had people sit there and say, I will never talk to my mother again. I will never see my father again, or this person or that person. And what's happening is that that person is trying very hard to reach for them, even if it's just to say I'm sorry and wanting nothing in return. If the person can open a communicative dialogue, then there's a really good chance that the stress will be gone out of the relationship. Now, once this lady claims you as hers, personally or professionally, she'll protect and guide you until you show a need to move on, and then she'll open the door for you. She's not one of these employers, let's say, that grooms you and then never lets you go, always promotes over you because you're so good at what you do, or the mother who will never let you go. It's just the opposite. She's leaving her fold requires some caution, though. If she senses that you've been ungrateful, she can be controlling and vindictive. But for the most part, she teaches you along the way how not to be that way. So, pretty good show. In reverse, this woman can be deceitful and thoughtless about others. She's out for herself and no one else. This queen loves to play mind games. Remember, this is the sword, so you've got mental energy going here. In reverse, this card can also indicate that the mother figure has passed, but still trying to touch the living. When these two cards, the mother, the King and the Queen of Swords show up in reverse, that's usually my first question about them. I'll ask, kindly, as I can, is your mom and dad already passed on? And if they say yes, one or the other, then we extend the conversation. Well, this is why I'm asking, because the card is in reverse. Now, sometimes they will be in reverse because they need attention. That's another reason for asking the question. Sometimes you can tell by the other cards around it very clearly, and other times you can't. So I always ask, just to make sure. And it could be that their great aunt just passed who was very close to them, but their mom was still alive. But it was like they had two moms. So always ask. Get it clear. Don't be afraid to ask your courant's questions. I don't like the reader that asks too many questions, or what I consider to be too many questions, because that's what your courant is there for. Your courant is there for your talent and your information and what spirit will give them through you. But it's okay to clarify. And if they don't want to answer, that's fine. I've had people sit down and never crack a smile, show no emotion one way or the other, not nod their head, and get up and leave. And you never know whether you've hit any buttons or not. Now, if they come back, you know you hit something. But don't be afraid to ask. especially in cases like this. The King of Swords, don't forget that the physical description of the card, say they're old enough to be gray-headed or at least wisdom. He's an authority figure. He is where the Queen was sitting kind of sideways. You see the side of her chair, which I think is significant, too, because she doesn't need to stare you down, sort of. The King is looking right at you. And on the Rider-Waite deck, he has a little bit of a stern look on his face. His throne is very high and has what looks like a butterfly, but quarter moons on it above his head. Clear sky, two little bird-looking things over there, which can represent ideas, remembering that swords are mental. But his body language is casual. He's not sitting there like a stern old goat. He has blue on, which is a very soft blue, a little bit deeper blue than the sky. They flow gently. Blue is that color of wisdom and mental spirituality, so to speak. And then he has an orange robe over that, which is active energy. A little bit of red around his neck and face underneath his crown. And red is the color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. It is active energy. Let's go. I call it the kick in the butt color. Let's go. Let's get it done. That's red. So his brain works quickly. He has great, great communication skills. He's a thinker. And he's proud of his analytical ideas and his ability. You often see him in courtrooms, doctors, I already said lawyers, and in places of control, high positions of control. So that's the banking industry, CEOs. Let me, while I'm here, men cards can show up for women. Women cards can show up for men. That's not necessarily saying that they're gay or lesbian. It's talking about who they are inside and or positions that they hold. It's not uncommon these days to have a man show up as a woman if she's a CEO because she's in traditionally a man's job or she's had to learn to think like a man, quote unquote. I know, I don't like that either, but that's a fact. And a woman can show up in a man's position for, let's say, professions that have been traditionally female, like nurses or teachers. Women have been teachers traditionally for years and years. Back in the old days, it was back in the turn of the century, it was mostly men. But you can have those reverse roles. Now, yes, it can denote gay and lesbians, absolutely, but it's not a 100% thing. Remember, too, that these cards, any of the King and Queen cards, can represent a personality as well as a physical description. You could have this as a personality card for a King of Pentacles whose physical description is tall, dark, and handsome. And in the banking industry, he could be 35, 40 years old, but he could act, think like, and behave like an old man. Or have the wisdom and the patience of Job. So you have to look at the other cards. This particular King knows how to use the dull or the sharp side of that sword. There's no doubt. He knows how to use it to teach a lesson. He knows how to use that energy to explain what's going on. So this makes him a great person to settle difficult situations. He could be a judge, professional mediator, someone with high sense of and a high level of common sense. Be your next-door neighbor that everybody takes all their problems to and he figures it out. I ask if the current male parenting figure, of course, is alive. So that's also something that you ask for both. In reverse, this is a person in the current past that still needs to be dealt with, whether that's the father figure, the boss. That was the boss from You Know What. This card also represents someone who abuses power and can be cold and unfeeling. And that's interesting. The Queen of Swords tend to get vindictive, revenge. This card just shuts down. The King just abuses power. He's cold and unfeeling. So there's no need for vindictiveness. In his mind, you'll get yours. He doesn't have to worry about it. What he doesn't realize is that 9 times out of 10, subconsciously, he fixes it where he is helping you get yours in a negative way. Interesting personality in reverse. In reverse, if the parenting figure is already passed, typically we're looking at somebody when in life, when in a body, was very, very psychic, very in tune, very caring about what was going on, and will try very hard to stay in touch. Okay, this is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. The worldwide phone number to call in is 877-489-6350. And United States and Canada, you share the number at 1-888-228-4494. The show, Going Global for Spirit, is moving May the 1st. That makes it a Thursday, May the 1st, to 9 o'clock, with Kramer Wetzel as our first guest, our astrology first guest. And I've already booked all of May. I'm getting the schedule up this weekend, hopefully. If not, by Monday or Tuesday, I'll have it all up for you. And I have all of May booked, and some of June, some of July, and some of August already. Some really neat people. I'm excited about this move, and I'm excited about the guests that are coming on. I've had difficulty booking this particular slot, which is why you hear so much of me. But for some reason, people are ready to start booking in May, so this is going to be fun. I hope you will follow me. I hope it is a time that you can continue to be with me and have fun. Okay, we've got a Sci Fair here in Austin this weekend. Radisson Hotel, Austin North. Phone number 451-5757. It's Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday from 11 to 6. And you can call me to pre-book. I want to talk about psychic growth. I want to talk about spiritual growth for a minute. Spiritual growth is one of those things that's a catch-all term. People ask me, what's the difference between religious growth and spiritual growth? What makes spiritual growth so wanted these days? Religious growth is exactly that, studying whatever Bible you call your Bible, your book. I don't care what the tag name is. Catholicism, Lutheran, Sufi, I don't care what it is. It's learning the text of what you believe in. And become a scholar, perhaps. Some people say that you grow spiritually as you do that because you learn how to treat one another. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. But when we grow spiritually, we grow beyond those bonds. We grow beyond ego. We grow beyond our needs and wants that our ego tells us that we must have. Now, there are those that want, quote-unquote, that spiritual growth because it supposedly gives them psychic growth. I am one that believes that you can't have one without the other. It just happens. If you grow psychically, you're going to grow spiritually. If you study spirituality, you're going to be more open to the psychic energy that your guides will allow you to have and that you were committed to use when you came in this lifetime. What I do want people to be aware of is that when you're doing your meditation and you're doing your practices, if you get messages from what you believe to be your guides that instruct you to hurt people on any level, that's not spirit. That's your ego. And there are those that will never see that. And what I mean by hurt someone is you have to leave your partner. You have to close your business. You can't associate with that person. You can't travel to that land. You can't read this anymore. All those kinds of things that could in some way be negative for you and hurt other people. I'm getting stories about this from clients all of a sudden, so I want to share it with you. Spirit will never hurt you or others on purpose, ever. If you're not supposed to go to that trip, something will happen where you can't go with that person. If you're not supposed to be in that job position, something will happen where you have to leave it. Maybe you'll get fired. Maybe you'll decide to walk in one day and look around and go, you know, I can't do this anymore. It just doesn't blend with what I'm trying to do for my life. But your guides are not going to tell you to go do something stupid at work so you'll get fired. There's a thin line there. We know in our hearts what is spirit spoken. Be very careful about it hurting others. And yes, there's a thin line, because there are times when spirit will say, you got to leave this relationship. It's not good for you. It's hurtful for you. He's beating you every night, or she's screwing around on you every day. Those are the kinds of things that, no, you don't second guess. But out of the blue, if nothing is supposedly wrong and there's no harm being done, in fact, you think you've got a great relationship or you've got a fabulous job, you got to really question where that's coming from. Don't let your ego be what stands out. It's the growth that's important, not getting recognition for the growth. Thin line. Call in. Let's talk about that. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. I would love to hear your growth stories. Canada, USA, 1-888-228-4494. We all have them. We all have our growth stories. Growth can be scary. Was for me, and I grew up with it, but it was still scary. Still. The death card is one of those cards that's... Let's go back to spiritual growth for a minute. I just saw a question I wanted to... When I put this together, let me start by telling you, this is part of what I wrote about spiritual growth. Let me start by telling you up front that if you're considering learning any of the metaphysical subjects, that includes meditation, that you are indeed growing in spirituality, even if you consider it, and opening up to developing your psychic ability. Some experts would argue with me about that last statement. Some separate the two skills and are adamant that they are not necessarily an absolute product together, as we learn. I adamantly disagree. You can have one without the other, but not completely. I've known it to be a constant that as I've taught Tarot in psychic development classes over the years, even those that do not intend for one or the other field to develop, it does. So, what's in it for you as you grow? Just simply your growth. Why not? Why now? Something's been nagging at you. Dreams, feelings, how pretty the cards are if you're using the cards. You don't have to use the cards as a growth pattern. But I do suggest that if you want to grow spiritually and or psychically, that you pick a subject because it helps you focus. First of all, learn how to meditate. Call it daydreaming. Some people are scared to death by the word meditate. They think it's way too complicated. They think it's way too hard. Besides, they can't devote hours at a time. You don't need to. There's such a thing as walking meditation. It's a little tricky to learn, but you can. And it really allows you to function. Some people say, oh, they're not paying attention. Well, they're probably not. They're probably maybe meditating. But learning how to meditate on a beginning level, 15, 20 minutes during the day, you have to teach yourself how to talk down unless you use a tape. You have to learn how to be quiet, quieten the mind. You can't be making a grocery list while you're meditating. Well, some portion of you can be. But you have to pay attention to the images, the sounds, the voices, the smells that you get while you're in meditation. And not be frightened. So if you need to meditate with a partner, even if you're holding hands, although I discourage that because your energies get too melded, but if you need somebody else in the room with you as a reassurance, or if you need somebody to talk you down, then get a tape or a physical person who can help you. But meditation is your first thing. And then if you want to, when you've got that a little bit mastered, or while you're learning, pick a subject. Learn a subject. Learn what it's all about. Tarot, astrology, numerology, runes, I don't care, palm reading, doesn't matter. But it gives you access to ancient knowledge. And it gives you something else to explore besides that grocery list on a day-to-day basis. The Kabbalah is one of the more complicated ones, and I certainly haven't mastered it. I'm trying to find a Kabbalah expert to be on the show. I think I love the way they're wired. Their minds are just wired. It's like runes. We're still trying to get Elka on for the runes. And remember, today's material, the books that you read today, are a lot of times just simply regurgitation of ancient knowledge. So find the oldest printed books you can possibly find that you can read and understand. I don't care what subject it is. If you have to, go online and read some that are no longer out of, are in print, or borrow. Some of the larger libraries these days are carrying some ancient materials, which is wonderful. And if that's the case, then if you can't, if they won't let you check them out, then read them at the library. But the older the book, the better. And of course, you want to be able to translate that knowledge to modern day use. You know, like the messages, messengers on horseback. Well, that's the way we got messages when the tarot cards were created. We didn't have airplanes or telephones or anything else, so even the word message has translated to computers and telephones and all that sort of thing. It's not just horseback and walking anymore. There are scary sides to developing, because there are people and family members and friends who will look at you and think you're nuts, who will sincerely worry about you. You're going off on a path that they don't understand. It's like the 400 pound person who loses 200 or more, and their friends don't know them anymore. It's scary. Or their mother or whoever it is, they don't know who they are. They don't know how to relate to them. So as we grow in a skill, especially something as complicated and as different as growing spiritually and psychically, especially, is, and taking on the knowledge of ancient subjects, people get scared and they walk away. So, but that just means that you will find other friends, and hopefully your family will be there. So don't be afraid when you start hearing, seeing, smelling things that nobody else does. But you may want to keep it to yourself for a while and just discuss it with people that you know are like-minded, and until you find your courage and until you find your strength in who you're becoming, so you can explain it in a simple way, to an absolute way, to those that are a little bit afraid of your changes. Just be patient. Try to understand. Try to explain what's happening to your life and why, and encourage them to trust you in your decisions. And in the long run, know that not all are going to support you. They're just not. There's a chance that you'll lose some of even the closest of friends, and that some family members may continue to love you, but they'll do that from a distance. But be assured that you'll have many like-minded friends to be there for you as you continue to grow with your spiritual and psychic abilities, and some will become family. And over a period of time, 9 times out of 10, when people see that you're sincere and you haven't gone off the deep end, so to speak, a lot of them come back around. So just be patient. Be patient with them, with yourself. We were going to talk about the death card a minute ago, I think. I wrote a little bit about that particular card because it scares people so much. And because it's a major arcana card, and it often comes up when the Courant is going through a difficult time. And I've had the death card come up when people are going through wondrous times, major new beginnings, because the death card, on the face of the death card, it shows what looks like a skeleton in a black uniform, and he has a flag with the Rose of Peace on it. There's what looks like a pope on the ground, a child, a woman, sun is rising in the back between the twin towers. Change waits for no one. I think if I ever created a deck of cards, instead of death, this card would be named Change. See, that's my interpretation of ancient knowledge here. Because of the belief systems that our society is adopting. But he, the horse just kind of trampled through, waiting for no one to get out of the way. And that's the way change is. So I tell people that, you know, we may not like change, and we may not, or the manner in which change is coming, and we certainly don't like losing the breathing loved ones that we've had. And that's not to say a father can always be replaced or a friend can always be replaced, but something, some knowledge, some move, some growth, if we allow it, will always come out of change, if we allow it. And we may not recognize it at first. So we have to be very careful. The death card does not necessarily notify the courant of his own death. I've been doing readings, folks. I'm in my 60s, and I've been doing readings for the public since I was 17. Rarely. I could count on my fingers. How many times I've known that death card was for the person sitting across the table from me. When I've known it in my heart, I have always asked, when was the last time you had a good physical? Because that opens the door to get them to the doctor, if that's what they need. And almost every one of them already knew that they were very ill. It didn't have anything to do with car wrecks. Didn't have anything to do with violence. It had to do with illnesses. So, but it's so rare. But this card often comes up for long-term illness, usually of a family member. But it also speaks of all kinds of death. It speaks of the death of relationships. Jobs, school. I've had it come up in a celebratory way for a couple of people who were getting out of college. They were done. And in their minds, they weren't going back for their master's. They weren't going back for doctorate. They were done. So it's an ending of some sort, which implies automatic beginning. Automatic. So when you're counseling with somebody, and I use that word counseling loosely, since in the state of Texas we're not supposed to call ourselves counselors as psychics unless we are indeed licensed counselors, be supportive. Look around to the other cards and see what is this ending that's coming up, and go on and talk about that. That's what's important. This is Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland, and we're wrapping up with some sessions. I'm hoping to have a guest over the next couple of weeks. I'm having a hard time guesting for this month, so I apologize. You're having to listen to me and teach a tarot class. That's why I want you to call in and talk to me about tarot or anything else. I'd love to do a reading for you. Keep telling you people that this is free reading time. People don't call in for readings. How come? I promise you I'm good at what I do. And more importantly, I have fun when I'm doing it. Let's see what I can catch up on here. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. Check out the website, www.ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. You can sign up there for the newsletter. I just sent one out with all kinds of little nuggets. Just sent it out tonight, in fact. So if you want to be on the newsletter, on my database, just sign up there. You can also communicate with me through that website. If you want to call me directly, it's area code 512-922-4723. Remember that shows on all three stations are archived on bbsradio.com, and you are, for a minimal amount of money, what I consider to be a minimal amount of money, you have access to some really cool shows. So check it out on their website. It's capital B, well, you know that, or you wouldn't be on this, bbsradio.com. Don't forget that I am moving Going Global for Spirit is moving to Thursday on May the 1st, which happens to be a Thursday, to the 9 o'clock slot. That's Central Standard Time. I don't know where you're listening from, but 9 o'clock Central Standard for another hour of uninterrupted chit-chat and availability to call in. Some neat people coming in on May, June, and July. I am so excited. People are ready to be on the show in May. I find that interesting. Couldn't get anybody to book for the last month and a half, and all of a sudden everybody wants to book. It's really neat. Psychic Fair this weekend, Chris Kopasz workshop, Linda Drake workshop. You can find Chris on www.ledbyspirit.com, lindadrake.com, and there will be information for those workshops as well. If you come to the fair this weekend, you'll get in for $7, and you'll have access for, if you sign out on Saturday, you can get back in free on Sunday, and you have access to 2 days of really cool lectures, really neat stuff, plus really good readers, lots and lots of experience, again, for an inexpensive amount of money. It's kind of silly not to come for the $7 it cost you to get in. What else can we talk about for the next couple of minutes? I'd love to have at least one phone call, at least one. Still haven't had that Canadian call. Would love to have that Canadian call. Don't want to start another suit of cards. We don't have time to even get started on one deck. I am almost through with the primer, the Ireland primer for beginners. The kit holds three different layouts, 7 and 12 and 13 card layout and the Celtic card layout, a DVD with instructions on the layout, how to lay them out. Availability for the book through the website, which is a beginner's workbook, and a black and white set of cards that you can color. We do this when I have my classes. I'm starting new classes in mid-May, a Saturday class, an evening, and a day class. But I have the class members, I hesitate to call them students, color the black and whites because it puts you so in tune with every little figure on the card and the colors and what the colors mean. And, of course, all that studied. 6 to 8 week course, if you're interested in joining us, you're perfectly willing to do it. This is going to be the first class that is recorded and uploaded as a podcast that you can download. And it's as though you're sitting in the classrooms with us after the fact, of course. But still, it's a course nonetheless. 6 to 8 weeks, 2.5 hours. And if you're in the Austin area and you'd like to join us, you're welcome to do that. Elaine Ireland, psychic.com, area code 512-922-4723 for more information on that. We're about to run out of time. We are. This has been Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. We are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. I think that's a great statement. Don't forget I'm moving May the 1st. I think I've told you that 2 or 3 times. But for those of you that actually have gotten in touch with me, and I know you hear me, Seth can tell me how many people have listened to me, but I can't tell. So do join me. I appreciate your time, and if you're going to continue to stay with me for the next couple of weeks while we're at this time slot, I do appreciate it. In the meantime, you have a great week, and thank you for having been with me. Look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great one. Good night.